This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, before we begin, we would remind you that there exists an opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as a fellow communication or a telepathic interaction in that stage of information with other entities that will be with us on this afternoon. And once again, you will find that as a result of the energy that you have collected in this space, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state. And in that altered state of consciousness, have that opportunity to interact with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or once again, with that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And so we would encourage you to become involved in that process of offering your consciousness and enjoying that interaction, that telepathic exchange of information. But as always, of course, the choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist, as we have suggested many, many times, in an illusionary reality. Time and space only exist in your awakened consciousness state and to varying degrees in your other levels of consciousness. Time and space are illusionary. They only exist. You exist in a multitude of various incarnational cubes in the same time, in the same space. But in your awakened consciousness state, you like to have this evolutionary process, this passage of time and space, because it makes it more real. It makes it appear that it's beyond your control, which is the reason that you put in place this veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, so that it can be real. So that it can appear to be beyond your controls. And so, you in your awakened consciousness state and once again to various levels of degrees in your altered state of consciousness, believe that this is the most important experience that you can be involved in. This is the one and only reality. And yet, you exist in a multitude of incarnational periods occurring within the same time and same space. And yet, for our purposes of our discussion on this afternoon, we would refer to not only these multiple incarnations that are occurring in the same time and in the same space, but in your belief in the passage of time and space, in your belief that there is a history of your so-called past events, your so-called present events, and your future events. With the understanding that you accept that all of these events are occurring in the now, simultaneously, not separate one from the other. The only separation is the separation that you put in place in your awakened consciousness state and once again to various levels of degrees in your altered state of consciousness in order to make it appear more real. So you have a past, you have a history. And in your so-called history, in your past, you held in place a type of energy that limited your capacity to freely influence your creation process consciously. You created your reality for the most part in your altered states of consciousness. But it lasts the belief systems that were responsible for the reality that you experienced in your awakened consciousness state. In that period, if you wish to refer to a time period, and we're speaking now of the period after the Atlantean period, you put in place many of those beliefs and belief systems in your between incarnational states and in your deep dream states, more so than in your meditative states. A few entities existing within those particular incarnational periods understand and apply the principle of influencing their reality, not only consciously, but in particularly from their meditative state, understood that it was possible to influence your reality by altering what it is that you desired, by utilizing imagination and expecting it to occur in your so-called awakened consciousness state. However, for the majority, many of the beliefs and belief systems that were responsible for the reality that you experienced in your awakened consciousness state were put in place in your deep dream state or your between incarnational state, and it was difficult for you, your choice, to alter that reality. This is a rather unique perspective that comes from that type of reality creation process. And that is, it is possible to, in many instances, predict what it is that you're going to experience, not only in one particular incarnational period, but in many other incarnational periods that are created under the same type of influence from beliefs and belief systems that are put in place in altered states of consciousness. And so you had entities existing within those so-called past times that were capable of so-called predicting your future, and you used upon them many times as prophets or as people who had some type of a extraterrestrial or extra-perception ability. Now, it's important to understand that those entities were not necessarily predicting your future, so much as to refer once again to this concept that all of the realities, all of the incarnations are existing in the same time and same space. Those particular entities had the capacity to experience these other lifetimes, these other realities that were existing within the same time and same space. The amount of time that passed between those particular prophecies was completely immaterial, because you're experiencing, once again, lifetimes that are existing within the same time and same space. There's no limitation to the extent to which you can experience a lifetime and what's to occur in that lifetime. Now, those entities that were involved in that type of a prophecy, as you'll have to refer to it, that was had the capacity to predict your future, were tapping into other lifetimes, once again, existing within the same time and same space. Not that they were seeing the future so much as they were actually experiencing that lifetime. And consequently, the events that became the most prominent in their memory of what they were experiencing were the traumatic events. Sometimes traumatic in what you would refer to as being negative, or sometimes traumatic in which you would have refer to as being positive. But nonetheless, the outstanding events were the ones that were the easiest for them to experience and to retain the memory of that experience and to consequently, presumably, predict your future. And many times very accurately. However, all of the particular so-called prophets, or those that were capable of seeing the so-called future, had predictions that did not come true when that particular time or that particular incarnational period eventually rolled around and you experienced it through your belief in the process of evolution. Because you see, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you change the belief system, you change the reality. And so in those particular incarnation periods, where there were predictions made that never occurred, primarily because the individuals existing within that particular incarnational period that were responsible for the creation of those particular events changed beliefs and belief systems. Many times, not just individual beliefs, but societal beliefs, and to some extent even what we refer to as the human consciousness beliefs, were altered. And as a result, the reality that you experience consequently is also altered. And as a result, consequently as well, the prediction did not come true as what you experienced or were given in your so-called past. So, you existed in a period, to once again refer to your belief in time and space, where the majority of the realities that you experienced were put in place through belief systems that you held in your altered state of consciousness. And once again, it was, although not necessarily easy to predict, possible to predict in many instances quite accurately what was to be experienced in your so-called future. You have, however, altered your reality. You have altered the energy that makes up your reality. A very subtle change that we would refer to as a new age and new energy. And as a result of that alteration of that energy, you are now, whether you choose to believe it or not, consciously having an impact upon the reality that you experience. And we suggest that it's beginning to occur whether you believe it or not, because it's a human consciousness alteration and agreement of the energy that you utilize to create your reality. You may not, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, believe or wish to participate in any type of reality creation process where you accept the responsibility and it's influenced by your conscious thoughts and beliefs, but nonetheless, you agree to participate in the creation of this process, in this reality. You agree to be involved in what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system. And as a result of the agreement at some level of your consciousness to alter this energy and to alter the makeup of the reality that you exist in and to allow your consciousness to influence the reality you experience, you are participating in that type of reality creation. Whether you once again in your awakened consciousness that needs to believe it or not, at some level of your consciousness, not only do you believe it, but you agree to participate in it. And as a result, your thought process, your human consciousness thought process, is influencing your reality in a manner that has been very difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past. Now, when entities such as myself or ourselves and other entities were explaining to you that you were about to go through this transformation of the energy that you utilize to create your reality, that there would be this capacity and this opportunity for you to consciously improve your reality, many individuals assumed that that would result in very positive or desirable realities to exist in. And no one ever suggested that it would be what you and your awakened consciousness said would be as being positive realities. positive experiences. You see, once again, as we have suggested so many times, right or wrong is an awake human consciousness concept. Good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, is a human consciousness concept. A human consciousness judgment that does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. And so while you in your awakened consciousness that may have felt that indeed this reality that you're going to influence from your conscious thought process would be a very desirable reality, that was a human consciousness belief and concept, not necessarily one that would be applied throughout your entire universe, throughout your entire Earth system. You see, once again, the spark of consciousness that's responsible for the reality that you create and experience has no such judgment as to what's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. Spark of consciousness that you are validates the beliefs you hold, gives you that which you desire, and rejoices in the creation process without judging whether it's right or wrong. Whether it's that desirable or less than desirable, there is no such judgment at the level from which you create your reality. And so, in your awakened consciousness that in this new age and new energy that so many entities have predicted will occur, and you are now involved in, and you are now well involved in, you are well along in your so-called evolutionary process. But that process that you hold consciously is influencing your reality once again in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. As a result, it becomes very difficult to look into your so-called other incarnational periods, be it your future or your past, and give you any type of prediction of what it is that will be occurring in those incarnational periods. To predict your future in your so-called past, once again, was possible because many of the beliefs and belief systems were put in place in your altered state of consciousness. You dream stacking you between the incarnational state, and you held a type of energy that made it difficult, not impossible, but difficult to influence those beliefs and belief systems, those realities, through conscious thought. However, once again, in this new age, in new energy, that's not the situation anymore. In this new age, in new energy, your conscious thought, what it is that you desire, what it is that you think and feel, your choices and decisions are affecting your reality in a manner, once again, that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And as well, once again, consequently, becomes very difficult to predict your future. This is another very interesting phenomenon that's beginning to occur in your Earth system in this particular incarnation period, and should you continue to hold the present belief systems, will continue to be experiencing your so-called future incarnational periods, your future generations. You are in your present incarnational period beginning to experience changes in your reality from conscious thought in a very rapid manner, in a manner once again that has been very difficult, if not nearly impossible, for you to experience in your so-called past. And so, based upon those alterations, based upon those changes that are occurring, we would suggest that in your so-called future there will be changes which will influence your entire Earth system. You see, we have spoken to you about human consciousness belief systems, societal belief systems, and individual belief systems. And the human consciousness belief system, for the most part, has had very minor changes. You have changed the energy that you utilize to create this reality, absolutely, that allows you to enter into this new age and new energy where you are consciously influencing your reality. But the majority of your human consciousness belief systems remain the same. It's the fact of these systems in your so-called past, in your other incarnational periods, have had a huge impact upon the reality that you have experienced, and continue to have an impact on the reality that you experience. The societal belief systems are easier to alter and to change than are your human consciousness belief system, not as easy to alter as your individual belief system. But nonetheless, when you alter your societal belief systems, you alter your reality. Now, in this new age and new energy, you are beginning to experience advances in your so-called technological fields that have been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. You are also, as a result of those technological changes, beginning to experience alterations in your societal belief systems. You see, in your so-called past, in other incarnational periods, it's quite easy for you to comprehend that it was very difficult for you to exist in a different society and to share the beliefs of that society with a different society that existed on the other side of your Earth system. Consider that if there was an event that occurred in a society that impacted a society based upon what that society agreed to believe in, to hold as a belief system, to create the reality that they desired, if there was an event that occurred in your so-called past, in this era that you came from, where you chose to put in place the limitations of how it was that you understood the creation of your process, and you kept it into that portion of your so-called altered state of consciousness, then that societal experience may not be made aware of, or learned of, or experienced on the other side of your Earth system. You have, however, through alteration of your beliefs and belief systems, through entering into this new age and new energy, through alteration of your societal belief systems, reached a point where an occurrence in one society can be shared with entities on the other side of your Earth system within moments. Now consider, not only do you share those events, but you share the societal belief systems. And as a result of the sharing of the societal belief systems, you influence the societies that in your so-called past have existed for what you refer to as many incarnational periods, with very limited influence from other outside societies. You are changing that. You're changing it through not only your technological advances, you're also changing it through many of your attitudes. You're also changing it through many of your choices. And you're also changing that through your ability to travel between various societies. And as a result, bring with individuals traveling between those societies societal belief systems that are influencing other societies. And as a result, you're altering the reality that you exist in. You're altering the belief system. Now, it's very difficult, once again, to predict your future, because the choices and decisions, the thoughts and feelings that you hold consciously are influencing your reality once again in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. But nonetheless, it is occurring. It is altering your realities, once again in a manner that was very difficult to achieve in your past, not only very difficult to achieve in your past, but which, to believe in your time and space concept, involves a great passage of time. That passage of time is becoming irrelevant. You're beginning to live more in the now. You're beginning to experience changes in your reality many times in a very short period of time compared to your so-called past, your history. And once again, it's very difficult to predict your future. Very difficult to utilize the techniques that were involved in the past so-called predictions and prophecies of what it was that you were about to experience in your future experiences and reality. Again, because you are influencing those realities consciously in a manner that was not possible when the predictions were being done in your so-called past, your so-called history, and where, as a consequence of not being influenced by conscious thought, as they are in your so-called present time, the predictions were quite accurate. And so once again, it's difficult, and we would suggest that you understand the difficulties in attempting to give you any type of a prediction of what it is that you're about to experience. We have predicted that you are involved in this new age and new energy, where the children who are being born into this new age and new energy are what we refer to as the indigo children, the children who come in understanding at some level of their consciousness that they can consciously influence the creation process, something they understand without the necessity to be explained. It comes as naturally to them as it does for many individuals to achieve things which seemingly for others are very difficult. For these indigo children, the understanding that conscious thought and process and choices and decisions, what it is that they desire, their expectation is given. They own that belief without really even knowing why. We have also suggested, should you continue upon your current beliefs and belief systems, that the next generation will be what we refer to as the peacemakers. The children who will understand that the reality that you're experiencing comes from a position of absolute unconditional love. You see, the irony of it is that at some level of your consciousness, yes, if you understand that, and when you look at your particular belief systems through your religious facts, your religious teachings, they ultimately tell you that it's reality creation. Well, you may not do the teachings, be given the responsibility for the creation. Nonetheless, they would suggest that it comes from a position of absolute unconditional love. And in that sense, they're right. What they won't understand, and what is difficult because you choose to make it difficult to believe, is that that position of absolute unconditional love exists within each of you, and you are responsible for the creation of your reality. These children, that we call the peacemakers, will, at some level, understand that absolutely, that the reality is their creation from a position of absolute unconditional love. And so, your future, should you continue to hold the belief systems, and once again it becomes very difficult to predict your future, but your future will see tremendous changes to a combination of all the elements that we spoke of. You see, the societies are changing. They're changing through the technological advances that you've made, which allows for societies to share ideas, allow for societies to understand other societies. Your societal belief systems are changing because of the advancement in your ability to traverse your Earth systems, and so societies are intermingling, if you wish. Where a society in your so-called past was isolated, that is no longer the case in your present day reality creation process, and it will become even more advanced in your so-called future. And as a result of all of those particular oscillations of beliefs and belief systems, societal belief systems that will influence your individual belief system, you will change your reality. And when these so-called peacemakers become involved, the elements that you utilize in your present day situation to have some type of dominance in your world interactions will disappear. You see, right now in your current situation, you have, in terms of your military expression, two particular societies that control your societal interaction based upon military might, if you wish. And you have other societies who are influencing your reality based upon your economical strength, based upon their economical might, if you wish. In the new age that you're entering into, when these indigo children and eventually the peacemakers enter into the world, the dominance which based upon a military might will dissipate. The entities that you now look upon as being superior in your so-called earth interactions, in your societal interactions, will no longer be the dominant players, if you wish, in your earth systems. Should you continue to hold current belief systems, and should you continue once again upon this evolutionary process that you have to be involved in and go through these indigo children and into these teach masters, the societies that you look upon as being perhaps the most desperate societies will become the dominant societies. You see, in your so-called past, you can even look into your religious beliefs and teachings, and they predict best upon those so-called prophets, best upon those people who were able to predict the future, that you would reach upon when, to quote some of your religious scriptures, the meek would inherit the earth. You're not far, should you continue to hold the current belief systems, from having that experience. The societies that you look upon as being dominant in your current situation will no longer be dominant. The societies will alter their belief systems tremendously. Some from an influx of other beliefs and belief systems in other societies, others from simply being infiltrated through your technology. And it will change. And your seemingly strong societies will no longer have the impact upon world dominance that you experience in your current situation. You will experience the fall of these seemingly large military societies to be taken over, if you wish, to be altered by the alteration of societal beliefs and belief systems. There will be an acceptance of all individuals as being the one. You will enter into the stage where the peacemakers will understand that each of you create the reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. And the societies that are beginning to have an impact upon your earth systems will become dominant, and it will not be through a military force, and it will not necessarily be through an economic force, but it will be from an alteration of an understanding that we are all one. that you are equal to each and every entity that exists throughout all of creation, that you are one, that you cannot be separate. And from that understanding, once again, will come this understanding of the peacemakers, that you create your position from the position of absolute and unconditional love. And then you will begin to have access to the understanding of the limitless potential that's available. It's not based upon an economic type of dominance, and it's not based upon a military type of dominance, but it's based upon an understanding that you are all one. It's based upon an understanding that you all create your reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. And the societies that we based upon your current belief systems become what you refer to as the dominant societies, the societies that will preach that understanding and that forgiveness and that acceptance will be the societies that many times are looked down upon from these dominant societies that you refer to in your so-called present situation. We're referring to the societies like those in China, the country that you refer to as India, the countries that you refer to as the Indo-Chinese societies, the Asian societies, the elite who have the understanding that you create your reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. It exists in your future should you continue to hold the present belief systems of individuals, of society, and of your human consciousness belief system. It comes back to the seeking complex. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are all that is. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. So you're existing in what many of you would refer to as an exciting time period. For some of the others, wishing to exist in the old age and old energy is not quite so easy to accept the changes. And as a result of that reluctance, you're experiencing various upheavals, if you wish, interactions between those that would understand the creation process versus those who would wish to remain in the old age and old energy. But once again, you have as a human consciousness, each of you, at some level, agreed to produce that in the alteration of this age, this energy, into this new age and new energy. This alteration that allows you to influence the reality consciously. And so consequently, that influence is occurring, whether these entities who are desiring to remain into the old age and old energy continue to have that desire or not, they're being overwhelmed, if you wish, by the majority who wish to enter into this understanding that you create your reality. These indigo children who bring with them that understanding that they are, at some level they understand they are the creators of their reality. And eventually, once again, should you continue on your current belief systems, the generation of the peacemakers who will understand not only that you create your reality, but that you do it from a position of absolute unconditional love, who will understand at some level of their consciousness that they can experience in their awakened consciousness state, that they are the God they search for. To hold that understanding in the awakened consciousness state, is to hold the understanding that violence is not necessary. But loving one another as one loves themselves is the key to achieving that which you desire. Like who you are, love yourself consciously to have the capacity to love others. And when you once again experience these children that are coming in as the peacemakers, they will hold in their consciousness that understanding. If you have the potential, should you continue to exist upon the present belief systems that you hold, to experience a world and a world system that exists without war, that exists in a state of peace, and that accepts and understands that every entity existing within your vibrational level is no more and no less than any other entity that you are all that is, that you are one. And that as you search for the reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. If you can hold those basic beliefs and apply them to your interactions, your day-to-day interactions with other entities, then the realities that you desire, that you would term as to be the positive realities, are available to the rest of you. Absolutely. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you wish, we would come back and attempt to answer any questions that you might have. And in the meantime, we would suggest to the rest of you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational living. Should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intention. We would welcome that opportunity to interact with the rest of you. It's so good. Bid you farewell.